This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go at 877-881-1053 as we jump into hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. It is time for the 6 o'clock sound off. Your one opportunity of the month, it's turned out to be, to call in, compete against your fellow Tolo for the best take of the night. There's only a couple of rules of the 6 o'clock sound off. First one.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, that's right. You do got to sound off like you got a pair. Second rule, you got 30 seconds. That can be fungible if you're on fire, okay? But not much more than 40. And the third rule, can't tell it to you, but if you violate it, we're going to have to hang up on you.
You'll know.
Yeah, the hint is we're doing just fine.
Doing great.
You know, getting ready for the draft in 10 days. We have the hockey and basketball teams getting ready to go to the playoffs. You know, life's just good. You know, baseball's baseballing, and the Rangers are treading water here.
Yeah.
I think that might be the most hot-button issue right now in DFW sport, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, as I think some people are, I think, overreacting to the adversity that the Rangers are in. But other people are saying, listen, this team is just average, and they may very well play themselves out of contention before they get healthy. Do you think that's realistic? Or is it all good at 877-881-1053? Now, we'll take all of your phone calls, and then we'll grade which one we like the best. We'll vote on it, and that, my friends, will be your 6 o'clock sound-off champion. Now, before we get to these phone calls, boys, is there anything that you just got to sound off about right now, Chief?
I mean, I just feel like the people that are already just hammering the Rangers and talking about how this season is not going to be anything like it was last year. They got super lucky, and this is a flash-in-the-pan situation. The Rangers come back down to earth this year and miss the postseason. I can't get on board with that whatsoever. We've seen now how long of a season this is. They've established themselves. I mean, they didn't just go on a run at the end of last season. They came out of the gates and they were, for majority of the year, one of the very best teams in baseball. They slumped in the summer. You thought they were down and out, and boom, here they go, back again and on the run. So to think that this team is down for the count already, and we're sitting here in April, I mean, come on, man. Let's band together and understand the fact that this is going to be a long season, and this is still a postseason team.
Yeah, I would just wonder if that person in particular that you're referring to, you know, maybe became a Rangers fan last October, and they were just expecting all road wins and nonstop series victories.
I can see that for sure.
I mean, if you checked in at any point in August and September, you would think this is a below 500 baseball team, and you might have been right, you know, at the way that thing was trending. And, you know, obviously reality was not really what happened in the playoffs either, because, you know, you were on a magical run. But almost every team that wins the World Series is on a bit of a magical run. They're getting great pitching at the right time. They're getting timely hitting at the right time. I mean, if you think about it, there's like, you know, there's 17 games in an NFL season now. The best teams win 12, 13, 14, 15 games. The best baseball teams don't even come close to that kind of a winning percentage, because there's just such a luck factor in every game. That if you're saying, well, the Rangers were lucky to win the World Series, every team that wins it is lucky. Maybe other than the late 90s, early 2000s Yankees, who were out of this world better than everybody else. I mean, they had to get lucky to not win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just saw on the Mind Games podcast, LeBron and J.J. Redick. And J.J. Redick's like, how much is luck involved in like winning a championship, to a guy in LeBron James who knows a thing or two about it? And he's like, oh, there's luck is always a part of the conversation. Yeah. Absolutely. Whether it be in a game or injury, health, whatever it may be, the bounce here, the call there, luck is always a part of it. But to think that they were just running on luck last year, and now they come back to earth, is insane.
I don't know if you happen to remember it, but I mean, that ball that kicks out of the corner for the Heat to Ray Allen. Were they playing the Spurs, the Thunder that year? But, I mean,
yeah.
The Heat were Dunsky. They were losing the finals.
That was the Spurs. Okay, yeah, that was the Spurs, and this was all she wrote. And then, boom, next thing you know, they hit the three, they win the game, then they go on to win game seven, and it's a different deal.
Line one is Tyler. You're in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock sound off. Tyler, make it happen.
Fellas, the problem is not the Rangers, okay? The Rangers got a World Series, baby. We're all still living on that high. The Stars. Gonna be awesome. Probably gonna win it. The Mavs, gonna be awesome. Probably gonna win it. You know who's not winning jack squat? The Dallas freaking Cowboys!
Thank you,
Why
Tyler.
Is Jerry still here?
No,
what are we
call.
Doing?
Well, he owns the team, so you can't fire him, unfortunately. But I definitely get the point, and you know, I'm right there with you. You know, I do think the biggest problem in DFW sport is the Cowboys, because they're the number one love team, and you know, they're not serious about winning a championship. And I agree with you, Tyler, on, you know, they got a World Series that's going to sustain us. We're going to be living off that. I feel like I'm still feasting on the carcass of the Mavs championship from 13 years ago. So I appreciate you pointing that out. But at the same time, we can have a conversation, an objective conversation about how good we think this team is based on what we've seen so far. Can we?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, Tyler? Line two is Cody. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Cody, sound off like you got a pair, brother.
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm just so burnt out on these Cowboys. I mean, I'm 26 years old, and I've seen the same thing my entire life. I mean, who'd y'all say were skipping out on mini camps? I forgot who they were because they skipped out on playoffs, too.
Mike and I mean,
come on, guys. You're sitting here worried about money. Jerry's going to sit here and tell us that, you know, he's all in. You know, you can pee all over my leg, man. Don't you try to tell me it's raining. Come on now. Thanks, guys.
That was a great joke, Cody. Perfect setup.
Fantastic.
You know, as it was unraveling, I was like, man, I'm surprised Cody doesn't know who Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb are, but I'll help him out. Mm-hmm. You know, he's only 26 years old. And then he's like, actually, bam.
He gets points for that, dude. Just dunking all over your ass. And calling them out for, yeah, well, I mean, what a great point. You're not showing up at OTAs. What's different about anything? I mean, the postseason, nobody wanted to show up either. So if you're not showing up at the postseason, why would you show up in April?
I'd say we're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
We are 2 for 2. Oh,
well, Chuck, if you're listening, can we keep going? Line three is Cameron. You're in the G-Bag Nation, 6 o'clock sound off. Cam, what you got?
Well, Chuck, I'm sounding off, man. The Dallas Cowboys, we got to quit giving them credit, man. The Raiders need another ring. The Mavs are going to go deep on a playoff run. The Stars are going to do the job. Collectively, the only team that's going to suck is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. We got to stop buying in every single year on the same damn thing. It's going to repeat over and over and over. It's idiocracy. Jerry Jones needs to realize we need to take a step back to go 2 steps forward.
Thank you, Cameron. Thanks. That's a good call, and that is your time, 30 seconds. We got you down there, Cam. Said Woolchuck, he's sounding off, and he sounded off pretty good, Brian.
He did a nice job there.
He's in my top three right now.
I'll tell you what, though. It's completely about the Cowboys, huh? Everybody's Is that what we're going to sound off about all day today?
Well, I mean, that's a fair thing to sound off on in terms of frustration. You know, if you want to sound off on a positive, you know, note, then you can be sounding off on any one of these other teams. And that's what Cam was sort of alluding to there.
No, but you could sound off like you could give it a like, hey, this is why I think the Stars are going to win it all. Isn't that a sound off? Or why the Mavs are going to win?
You could, for sure. Yeah. You absolutely could do that. He kind of did that. He was propping up the other teams while punching at the Cowboys.
I'm just curious that the fans have just it never stops with them though.
No,
it really never stops.
You know, I think a lot of fans might be watching other sports, but they're thinking about the Cowboys while they're watching it. You know, and then there's other fans who are like hockey, baseball, basketball for something like that. But I do think there's a lot of fans that it's nothing else than Cowboys, or maybe they're watching other stuff, but it dwarfs in importance. And we go to line four here in the sound off. Andy, you're in the Nation. What you got?
Hey, Brian's favorite caller, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Cheech, what's going on, brother? I have a non-sports take. I just wanted to say congrats to Wooly getting his daughter home today. That just it's amazing. Amazing. I know he's listening, but I just wanted him to hear it. I talked to him earlier, but I just wanted him to hear it on the radio.
Right on.
Heck yeah. Cheers, Andy. Great day for the Wooly Bullies out there.
Lucius even let him slide on rule number three because he had such a heartfelt call.
He did. He absolutely did.
It was inappropriate.
You know, the baby and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, I almost hit that button on you. Yeah.
Sentimental guy in that pimp cup today.
Line five is Bill. You're in the G-Bag Nation, 6 o'clock. Sound off, Bill. What you got?
You know, you guys just won a World Series, and you're already throwing in the towel. 9-9. You guys have 148 more games. Most of your rotation's on the DL. Hmm. I'm a Detroit Tigers fan. We haven't won since '85, I'm still in there. We're hitting .190 collectively as a team. Grow up. How slow can you get over one championship? Good Lord.
Thank you, Bill.
I like that, Bill.
Collectively, we hit .190.
That's a damn good line.
Factual. And y'all beat us today. Okay. Yeah. That's why people are panicking. The 190 hitting Tigers got a 4-2 Dubski. You beat them last night, one zip.
Yeah.
We got to put an APB out on this offense. I don't know. I might have to retract the Bangford nickname until further notice if he doesn't get this thing going. Okay, that was Bill from Detroit.
Bill's sitting top two in my mind right now.
Yeah, Bill brought it. You know, that's what you think of when it comes to sounding off, telling people how it is while sounding like you smoke 2-pack of unfiltereds per day. You know,
I was curious,
he hit all the notes.
Yeah, he did. Aced the test.
I was curious though, did he say the Tigers won in 1985? I think they finished third that year.
Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker.
I'm watchdogging him.
Jack Morris.
I think the 1985 Tigers finished third.
Might have been 84.
He just tried to ball sack us.
I don't know, man. If you say you're a fan, you got to remember the last championship, don't you?
Maybe he was thinking about the Bears. It.
85 with the Royals.
Yeah.
86 probably the Twins.
I just looked up the 85 Tigers because I was curious because I was thinking. The 85 Tigers, I don't think, won the World Series. They finished third that year.
Okay, the Tigers have won four World Series, 1935, 1945, 1968, and 1984. I will give him the credit there. The years, they
close
get
enough.
Weird on you. You okay. know, it gets yeah. weird on the year.
But if you were trying to watchdog somebody and calling them up and telling yeah. them they're idiots because you're a baseball know-it-all.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You better get that.
Yeah, I was just making sure that, you know, that hey, if you're going to call us up and say we're giving up on them, you know, I got to watchdog. You back.
Bill, he dunked, but it went out the rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He bounced it off the back of the rim.
Yeah.
86 was Mets in the Bill Buckner year.
Bill Buckner, yeah.
87 was Twins. 88 was the Dodgers with Kirk Gibson. I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then the A's there with your Bash brothers. Then the Reds with the Nasty Boys. Right. Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton.
Yeah.
Out there. Eric Davis. Then you go back with the Twins. Then the back-to-back Blue Jays with Cito Gaston and
Mitch
the manager.
Mitch Williams gave up the home run there against the Phillies, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then the Braves won with Bobby Cox after the 94 strike year. Unbelievable. We didn't even get the series in that year. Then you started the Yankees there in the mid to late 90s. And, you know, we all know what happened there with the Rangers there in three consecutive series. So let's just go ahead and move along from there. And we go back to the top. It's Oscar on line one. Sound off like you got up here, buddy.
What's up, man? I've listened to y'all guys all the time. I drive a truck, so I can't call. But I got two things. First thing is, I know why we're messing up. We're think about it. Last year, Josh Young was out twice. Mm-hmm. Both times when he was out, we were not very good. And when he came back, we surged every time.
Let's go.
And then the other thing is, we go back to the playoffs in football. You know, when you win, keep winning. It's consecutive. Is it going to be the same thing in baseball if we keep winning?
I believe so. That would be two in a row. And that would be consecutive. Kind of lost the
loss. No. I mean the playoff runs. You know how we won the 11 consecutive games? Will that continue to add up like it did last, you know, like it did when the...
Oh, it's a carryover?
Yeah. The postseason streak will continue. Absolutely,
so.
It will.
Carryover, yeah.
Thank you, Oscar. That's a good question. Good clarification. Their postseason road winning streak stands. It is still intact.
That's right.
Colby on line two. You're in the G-Back Nation 6 o'clock sound off. What you got?
Guys, I turned 28 this year, and the birthday gift I got from the Cowboys was that abomination against the Packers. And Jerry said we're all in. No, I'm all out. I gave my stuff to Goodwill. I'm not turning on a single game this year. I'm going to keep listening to y'all, and that's going to be all the Cowboys content I get this year.
Wow. Strong move there from Colby.
Respect,
which takes
Colby.
Us to our final call. I believed him, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think some guys are bluffing when they do that. I believe him. Big Lou.
He's serious.
Taking care of his mentals.
Yeah.
He's just listening to Marshawn Lynch.
Big Lou, sound off like you got a pair.
Oh, Mavericks, I'm hoping they win. I hope they win, but I don't think so. It's going to be Boston. As far as the Stars, they may just pull it off. The Rangers, they're not going to repeat, but they'll take a push and a deep push. And as far as the Cavs, oh, how I wish an ex-personality would have been around when Jerry said, we're all in, so they could tell him, shut up, Jerry. Good evening, everybody. I'm out.
Thanks, Lou. It's a good call.
Big Lou, yeah.
I think he must be thinking about one Randy Galloway.
He was.
With some of his other lingo.
Yep, he was.
It is time to vote. Who is your 6 o'clock sound-off champion? I'm going to go with 26-year-old Cody who said, I forgot about them because they didn't show up for the playoffs either.
Chief, it's a dang good line. He said also, you can pee on him, just don't tell him that it's rain.
Yeah.
So if you ever find yourself in that situation with Cody, I'm going with Cody as well. Bill, you were close. You were close, Bill. And I got respect for you. I just want you to know that's definitely taking home silver today, Bill.
That was a hell of a call. Lucius?
Is Bill the Tiger fan that dunked on us? Yeah. Tell everybody to calm down. Yeah.
Well, he missed the dunk, but everything about the dunk was impressive.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Bunnies.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Creativity.
Yeah. Ball slipped out of his hand. Couldn't palm it.
Knew he should have ate that popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm riding with him, though, man. He had a funny joke in there.
Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in with Bill, too.
Whole team is hitting 180.
Right on. Yeah, you were watchdogging Bill.
I'm watchdogging Bill, but I liked what he was trying to do.
Okay. He did sound off.
He did sound off.
You know, you don't get all mixed up in the details when
you're... No, hell no. You know, I get 5 hours straight, I get confused every hour.
It was artistic, Bill, and congrats to you, because that Brian's vote makes you a co 6 o'clock sound-off champion for the first time. Congrats to Cody as well. And... that'll do it. Maybe we'll do it again next week. I think Wolchuk might be taking another week off. So it buys us a little time here to get some momentum going.
He's getting, we got to work. We gotta
he's
work
milking this
out.
Thing, isn't he?
He's got
that
baby time.
He'll be back for the draft. He's got to host the draft. So he'll be back next week.
What are we doing next, though?
We're going to go around the bases, and it's brought to you by Uber Eats. We are going to fix the slump. We're going to get the Rangers out of the slump next year in the nation.